is one of those moments where I want the time travel machine to go back and have Jesus explain the parables and sit with the rest of the disciples, because sometimes the parables are not so clear. Am I right? We start and Jesus says, as if someone scatters seed. Well, we hear things like this a lot, in part because, you know, the people who study this and tell us these things, and in part because it just makes good sense. We hear things like this a lot in the parables because the people to whom Jesus were speaking understood that well. A lot of them got up at some point in time in their lives, or they had close relatives or close friends who got up and scattered seeds, so this made a lot of sense to them. And then Jesus sort of goes through the life cycle of a seed, or one stage of it. He says, this is the kingdom of God. And then he goes on, and we get the mustard seed. How many of you can already see the little necklace people get with the mustard seed? Yes, people are nodding. Have one? Yep. I love and hate the mustard seed. On the one hand, it's great. On the other hand, I look at it in the lectionary and I think, oh my God, I have to make sense out of this again. What am I going to do? I was looking at these parables, and I remembered the best advice I ever got for preaching on the parables is to ask the question, where is God in this parable? I'm reading them and I'm like, of course, this week is the exception that proves the rule. I'm not sure God is easy to locate in these parables. They aren't drawn out. There's no real cast of characters for us to examine. They're short. They're almost not really parables. They're sort of wisdom parables. They're parables that you're supposed to take home, and even more so than regular parables, really, really think over. So I thought, well, if that question isn't working, let's try another one. Where are we in this story? And I looked at them and I thought, nope, that isn't working for me either. Gaining no deep insight into this parable, and Sunday is coming really soon. And then I looked at what Jesus said. Again, when you're lost, it's always a good bet to go back to what Jesus said. Jesus here is talking about the kingdom of God. And I realized my mistake. Jesus' other parables tend to be about us and our relationship with God. Because God knows. We need lots of help with that. But the kingdom of God is a little bit different. The kingdom of God, well, it is about us and our relationship with God. And God's, this part is far more important, and God's relationship to us. It's also about the place and the setting where all of that takes place, where all of that happens and unfolds. So this isn't so much about where God is in the parable or where we are in the parable. I think that these parables are about giving both of us space to be. So, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is as if a man went out one morning to scatter seed. And he does. And then the seed grows, and it grows appropriately, you know. It sprouts, and then you have a stalk, and then you have a head, and then you have grain in the head. And then he harvests it. This is the kingdom of God. Where are we in this? And where is God in this? Well, this parable says something about things happening in an orderly and appropriate fashion. That there is a time for everything. The person in this parable isn't connected with what is happening. Remember, he's off sleeping and going about the rest of his business. He gets up every day and goes to bed every night. And God is providing for the soil and the water and the sunlight and everything else that needs to happen for the seed to grow. And then it gets harvested. And we're somewhere in the middle of that. What has been started will be taken care of. We who are a part of the kingdom of God only have to do our part. God is involved in this venture with us, and all of the thousand other ways you can read this parable. And then Jesus also says, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which is so small, and when it grows, creates a bush large enough for birds to nest in it. I like this one better. Once I started thinking about this as a parable about the kingdom of God. Because if you read a little bit about mustard seeds, and there's a lot out there, promise. Mustard seeds are sort of like mint. If you let it into your garden, it will take over your entire garden. The kingdom of God isn't something we get to control. The kingdom of God, once it starts, is unstoppable. The kingdom of God is unstoppable. But better than that, when it grows, there is room in its branches and in its shade for all of the birds we can imagine. Can't you see it? A field full of mustard seed bushes. With all of these birds, first of all, I think it would be very noisy. But I can also see all of these birds sitting out there talking to one another. There's something beautiful about that image. Especially, if you imagine that one of those birds is God with us. Come back among us in another garden to talk and be among us. They're parables. We can go a little off script with these. The kingdom of God. What parables will we use to tell about that? The gospel leaves open the fact that Jesus used other parables. If these don't suit you, go home and dream up other ones. Go home and remember that at our best, we are to be one of the parables about the kingdom of God that invite other people to marvel at the mysteries God is still working in the world around us. Amen.